Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No, it is Rob Guerra, Rob G in the house instead of Rob P. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. What up, Rob G?
What's up, Chris? I'm glad to see you decided to make your triumphant return to the airwaves after a week-long vacation.
Yeah, and they say made it easy on me. I mean, I got you. Like, you know.
Wow, okay.
This is slim pickings. This is easy money tonight, man, dealing with Rob G. So
you have no idea what you're in for. You know how I know that you don't know what you're in for? Is because you have basically 2 weeks off, last week and this week coming up. And you decided to come in for one day on a Monday. That tells me you don't have all your faculties upstairs. You're not thinking clearly.
Well, I am, I'm heading to Mexico in the morning. So I'm excited about that. What?
Is that why you got me on? Because that. you want to get embed yourself with the Mexican culture?
No. I love going to Mexico. I had a timeshare down in Cabo. But I'm actually going to Playa del Carmen. So the wife and I, we're going to hang out. So have a good time. I figured I'd come in and, you know, I'm here tonight. So we're going to have some fun, man. We're going to have some fun. So I'm glad to have you on. We got the Odd Couple crew, kind of. We got a DJ Alex Tyshirt, of course, is off. And in his place, the heavy one, Dime. What up, man?
What's going on?
On the ones and the twos. Yes. Do your thing, brother. And we got Rob G is wearing two hats. You're producing and serving as fodder for me. So you'll be here. And then, of course, on the updates, our main man, Brian Finley, the loquacious one. So, Rob G, Let's just not waste any time. Let's get right into this. There is so much to talk about. I want the fans, I want the listeners, keep it locked, all right? Don't touch that dial. Keep it on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83, however you may be listening, because you will not want to miss tonight's show. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about. And we're going to start here, of course, the NFL, right? Where else? I mean, the NFL is close to getting underway. Everybody's excited. You know, the preseason games have been taking place. And, of course, the NFL.com, they come out with their top 100 players. And the thing I like about this, Rob G, and Rob and I, you know, we criticize players for a lot of their, you know, votes. And, you know, when they in the NBA, they pick, you know, the All-Stars, and half of them don't pick LeBron and half of them don't pick Durant and that type of foolishness. But I do like, and I think, you know, because these lists, I don't know how you feel, they're not totally off the wall. So I do think that players take them fairly seriously, and I think they really try to, you know, make good picks. And so the NFL.com, of course, top 100 players as chosen by current NFL players, and we're waiting for the top 10 to be unveiled. We know the players. Right? We just don't know the order. Here's the order in alpha. The top 10 players in NFL heading into this season. This is in alphabetical order. Now, on Saturday, next weekend, they will be named in the order that they are. But you got Devontae Adams. You got Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Donald, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and TJ Watt. I mean, look, you can quibble over a few of those if you want, but honestly, it's hard to argue against that top 10. I mean, again, there might be a guy here or there you want to put in there, but do you have a huge problem with that?
I have a ginormous problem with that.
What?
And here's the thing.
I mean, I know ginormous is you, but you got a ginormous problem with this list?
I do. Now, this is supposed to be the top 100 players, not quarterbacks, not offensive right. players, top 100 players, period, okay?
Right.
There is one name that stands out above the rest that I got to put a big asterisk next to it, and that is one Tom Brady.
Oh!
Not only is he not a top 10 player in the NFL God. Right now, God. Okay? I could make an argument that he's barely even a top 10 quarterback.
Rob G, stop it. I mean, I get it that you want to make a big splash, you know, that you only get to do this every once in a while. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Tom Brady, barely a top 10 quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
He's in the back half of the top 10. He's definitely not a top 10 overall player.
The last time you were in this chair, you got heat for 2 weeks because you said that Kawhi Leonard was what? The most dispensable superstar in the NBA.
And I was proven correct.
And you're still catching heat.
I was proven correct.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because they lost in six to Phoenix? That proved it?
Because apparently Kawhi Leonard has still shown that he cannot lead a team to the promised land. They had to blow up a strong foundation with Pat Bev,
Lou
Will,
lead Toronto?
And Montrezl Harrell.
Stop it.
Because he couldn't handle another person, another personality pushing back on his lack of leadership.
Will you stop it? That team needed to be. We're not going to go there. We'll save that for the next time you step into the arena. But you, okay, go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm about to just destroy you, but I'm going to give you the floor and let you make your argument.
Thank you. Well, first off, you know, you said that you like the way this list is voted on by the players. You think it's a little bit more legitimate that way. I disagree. I think that is very fickle the way these guys vote. And there's two examples that stand out right off the top if you look at the rest of that list, 100 through, 11. You know, Lamar Jackson was number one the season before. He falls 23 spots. I know he didn't have a great season last year, but you cannot tell me that he's a much different player in 2020 as he was in 2019. I didn't see him as a much different player.
Right. I mean, he took a step back. He didn't rush for quite as many yards. He obviously didn't throw for as many touchdowns, threw more picks. He just wasn't as good as he was the year before. But I'm with you in that I'm surprised because Lamar has major league respect in the league, right?
Yes, more so amongst players than in the media,
yes,
for sure.
And I'm surprised that guys dropped him like that. But what that tells you is that at least from the player's perspective, they feel like little by little, they're figuring him out. Or they feel like he's just going to, you know, he's not quite. Right. It only takes that 4-3 becoming a 4-4-40.
Yes.
For him to start getting hit.
It takes that 4-3 to being a 4-3-7 to being a big issue.
Yeah, I mean, really. And so I think that's kind of what players are telling you. But, okay.
So that's one. Yeah. The other one that stands out is Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson was number 2, and he dropped 10 spots. Now, I don't know if he had a better season. That's for someone else to decide. But I can definitely tell you that it wasn't a worse season than he had the year before. And somehow he falls 10 slots. Well, so it tells me that these guys who are voting on these lists, they don't have the same criteria. These guys are voting with something other than an objectivity that you'd expect.
Okay? Nah, but hold on. He should have never been number 2. I think 12 is about where he should be, maybe a tad higher.
Okay.
But I think 2, I mean, obviously Tom Brady wasn't 2.
No.
Last year, Aaron Rodgers wasn't 2.
Pat Mahomes wasn't number 2 either. Mahomes has never been number 1.
That's right. You had Lamar, which is crazy.
Right.
But so.
So that leads me to Tom Brady, okay? Right. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. He is the greatest quarterback ever. I'm not going to say that he's not. I can't make a good case to say that he's not. I'm not going to be Rob Parker and try to force you to think that he's not, because he is. But who he is now is not a top 10 player in the NFL. Who he is now, much like LeBron James, is a very, very, very good player, but he's not quite that elite, elite quarterback that he had been in the past. I'm not even going to give you an order because you're quibbling about it, but here are the guys that I have right now as quarterbacks ahead of Tom Brady. Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson. That if I had to pick a quarterback right now, Tom Brady or X, these are guys I'm definitely taking above Tom Brady.
So what was that? He's 7th?
So that makes him 8th. That makes him 8th. You can even argue, I personally wouldn't make this case, but you could argue that you would take Ryan Tannehill above Tom Brady. God. And here's why. Look, Tom Brady, for all of his Super Bowls, for all of his commercials, for all of his Uggs and his avocado ice cream, he was 9th in both
and his rings. Don't forget that.
I said that first. He was 9th in both QBR and QB rating last season, which is not bad. Like, he's still very good. But Ryan Tannehill was number 3 in both. So by that measure, he was a better quarterback.
Oh, God.
The difference is that Tom Brady rode a hot defense to the Super Bowl and was able to come home with the Lombardi Trophy. I'm not going to take that away from him, but that doesn't change the fact that he had other things around him that led to that success, and that he's not quite a top 10 overall player in the NFL, much less a top 4 quarterback, which is what they're listing him right now at worst.
Stop it! Enough! Enough! Rob G, I'm disappointed in you. I am disappointed in you. I mean, didn't you play football in high school?
I did. My team was terrible.
Yeah, but you played football. And I know high school, I don't want to compare it to the pros, obviously. Or even big time college. But at least you've been on the gridiron. At least you've tussled in the grass. At least you've, you know, been through 2-a-days and hit, you know, other players and all of that. You should know better. You know it, and you go to the analytics? That's what you go to? Ryan Tannehill wouldn't say he's the 3rd best quarterback in the NFL.
I didn't say he was. I said you could make an argument.
No, you said you can make. No, Ryan Tannehill wouldn't make that argument. Mrs. Tannehill
wouldn't make that argument. I bet you his wife would. His wife would.
Grandma Tannehill would not make that argument.
Derrick Henry would. That's his guy.
The fact that you let that even come out of your mouth is just despicable. I mean, are you serious? Let me give you the definitive list of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm going to back it up. Number one, Pat Mahomes. Number two, yeah, Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Number three, Aaron Rodgers. Number four, Russell Wilson. And five, Josh Allen.
You're crazy.
And I'm going to give Lamar some love and put him at six. But listen.
Above Deshaun Watson.
All you had is the analytics. The QB, otherwise known as the I can't watch the game and tell you who can ball, so I just go for these stats. And that's why I'm disappointed, because you played the game. All right? I don't care if it was CYO, Pop Warner, YMCA, whatever. You played the game. All right? Now, Tom Brady, third in the NFL last year in passing yards per game. All right? 290 a game. He was third in yardage, obviously, yards per game as well. He was tied for second in touchdowns, only behind Aaron Rodgers. He had 40. That's the second most he's ever thrown in his career. I mean, Rob G., don't give me this QBR passer rating BS.
So you bring up stats like yards per game, which is the most fickle stat in all of football.
No, it ain't fickle when you win.
Yes, it is.
It's not fickle when you win. It's fickle when you lose.
You know what,
Chris? And here's why I put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Because when push comes to shove, when I need a W in the postseason, whether it's the cold, frigid, snow-laden atmosphere of Lambeau or whether it's the sunshine of Tampa, I'm going with Tom Brady, and you know this. You know this. I love Aaron Rodgers. He is awesome. But in the postseason, he's not the same quarterback. And we know that from his numbers and his wins and losses. So I got to put Brady ahead of it. Rob G.
Aaron Rodgers outperformed Tom Brady in that NFC Championship game.
No, he didn't. He wasn't good in the first half. All right, he comes on
and
late when the game's
almost
over.
What was Tom Brady in the second half?
That's all right.
In winning time.
What was he in
the
first half?
Three interceptions, 78 passing yards.
In the NFL, winning time is all 60 minutes. Because you build up. He built up a lead.
Okay.
He built up a lead. And Aaron did the same thing the year before against San Francisco. So you look at the box score, you're like, Aaron balled. But then you watch the game and you're like, nah, he really didn't. All right, the Fugazi, to use Rob Parker's line. All right, Tom Brady, you know, Rob G, quarterbacking is about stepping into that huddle, looking your offensive linemen, your running backs, your receivers in the eye and getting them to believe. Football is about stepping into that locker room, and everybody in that locker room respects you, defers to you, listens to you, believes that you can win because of you. He took a 7-9 football team and took them to the Super Bowl.
Chris,
he changed the
Jameis
culture.
Winston had 30 interceptions the year before. All you had to do was be Kirk Cousins, and that team was going to be good the next season.
Don't turn
the ball over, and that team wins 10, 11, 12 games.
No, you can say all that, but it ain't true. We can talk about. You know, throw Mahomes in there. Mahomes in a different class, but throw Rodgers in there. Throw Josh Allen in Tampa. Throw this and that guy in Tampa, and they would have done the same thing.
Chris,
no.
How many quarterbacks win a playoff game
they don't have
throwing three second-half interceptions?
It doesn't matter.
Give me another one.
You play to win the game. And in the first half, Brady helped them build that big lead. And the bottom line is, as soon as he put his signature on the Tampa Bay contract, everybody on that team was like, yo, we can win the Super Bowl. Joe Montana is not in the GOAT conversation because he had the golden arm necessarily, because he was mobile. He's in there because he had the intangibles, hit the accuracy, the leadership, all of that. And that's the same thing with Brady. You are out of your mind. For placing
I would
all
love
those
to hear America's thoughts on this.
Yeah, we're going
to
hear America's thoughts.
I would love to hear this.
Broussard's Brigade, dial up! 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who's right? Is Tom Brady the second best quarterback in the league, or is he the eighth best, as Rob G said? Man, I thought the hot take, I thought this was going to be, man, this is fun. I'm glad you channeled your inner Rob Parker and came with that crazy hot take, because this was fun. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to win with Chris and Rob G, the odd couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob G, not Rob P. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to quickly get to your calls. 877-99 on Fox. Tom Brady, I got him second in quarterbacking in the league behind Pat Mahomes. I won't quibble if you put him third behind Aaron Rodgers either. But Rob G has him eighth. Who's right?
Let's get right to it. We got to do it quickly. Jeremy in Orange. Jeremy, you're on the Yacht of Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jeremy?
I normally agree with Chris mostly, especially on basketball.
Here it comes.
But on this one, I got you because Tom Brady's very good still. He completely elevated the team. I get what Chris is saying, but he was absolutely abominable in the NFC title game and still got carried to a victory by the team. If Aaron Rodgers throws three picks in a title game, they're going to get blown out. Tom Brady still won. So although he's still very good, there's no way he's better than somebody of those of the other people on the list.
So where do you have him ranked? Quarterbacks.
Okay, you had him eight.
I'd go six
to eight range.
Ugh, crazy.
Wow.
He's not better than Russell Wilson right now.
Brigade.
He's not better than Russell Wilson right now. He's not better than Allen, not better than Rodgers. I'd put him ahead of Dak, definitely. I'm not sure where Dak was.
Yeah, for Rob G to put Dak ahead of him? Come on, Rob.
Yeah, I want to put Dak. I'm with you there, for sure.
All right, so you got him seven. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. I appreciate your call. Quickly, we keep it moving. We got time for one more. Ross is in California. Ross, you're on the Yacht of Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Ross?
What's up, Chris and Rob, man? Tom at the end of the back of that list. He rode the defense all the way to the Super Bowl. Horrible in the NFC game, as mentioned beforehand. He's just not. He's still a great quarterback, but he's just not in the top 10. Well, he's not in the top half of the top 10.
So he's not. He's like a 6 through 8. You sound like Rob G.
He's right up in that area.
Unfreaking believable.
Wow.
Absolutely. Disrespectful to put him in the class of Joe Montana when he got that cheating going with him too, though. So yeah.
So he ain't better than Joe Montana. He's the GOAT.
No, he can't be. Not when you got cheating on your record, directly cheating.
He's the GOAT. Man. He's the GOAT. Come on.
Okay, Chris. All right. Let's get to the trending update.
Yeah. This is I can't stand this. I know you had your boys call in, Rob G. They probably dudes that went to high school with you and all that. So I get that. I'll let that slide. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl defensive back, now an NBC Sports Bay Area analyst, homeboy too from Cleveland, Ohio, Dante Whitner. What up, man?
I'm doing great. Chris, Rob, how you guys doing?
We are good, brother. It's great to have you on the show, man, and I appreciate you giving us a little time. Now, before we get into, like, the 49ers and the Browns and all that, Rob G and I were debating whether or not Tom Brady, as you saw, NFL.com has come out with their list of the top 100 players. Tom Brady is in the top 10 somewhere. We don't know where. Rob G saying he shouldn't be in the top 10. He's not a top 7 quarterback anymore in the league. I'm saying he definitely should be in the top 10. And I got him as the second quarterback behind Pat Mahomes. Where are you at on Brady at this point in his career?
Right now I have him in the top 10. I'm with you, Chris. And I have him as the second quarterback as well. Look, Tampa Bay doesn't even come close to sniffing the playoffs without Tom Brady. And he might not throw for a gazillion yards, but it's his leadership. It's him in those meeting rooms. It's him motivating the guys that pushed him over the edge. And I don't know how you calculate leadership in there, but that's all it takes. And he has 7 rings. He's the Super Bowl champion from last year. He's definitely in the top 10. And guess what? He might have opportunity to win 2 in a row.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's why you are a rising star in this game, man. You kept it real and you told the truth, so I appreciate that. But let me ask you this: when you voted, did you vote for some of these back when you played?
Listen, Chris, none of the players ever voted for that stuff.
So what happens? How does it work?
I don't know. So I guess the powers that be vote for it, but the players really don't vote for it. I've never voted for a top 100. In my career, in 11 years, I've never voted once for top 100.
Did it come? Did somebody present it to you? Because they're promoting this as the players voting, the current players.
No, I don't know I don't know if they pick select players on each team, but they do not pick the entire team to vote for the top 100. So, you know, I don't know where they get that from. As far as the Pro Bowl, yes, I voted for Pro Bowl every year. But as far as the top 100, it's on NFL Network, not once in my career.
How seriously did you and your teammates or guys you knew around the league take the voting for Pro Bowl?
We took that very seriously.
Okay.
You know, that's what guys look forward to. You know, it's great. It's cool to make it to the NFL. And, you know, it's a dream for a lot of people. But to become a part of the 1% of the 1%, that's something special in itself. So that Pro Bowl vote, everybody was in there. You know, attention was fully paid. And you wanted to make sure that the right guys got in. So that's more validated than the top 100.
Okay, cool. Now, you played for the Niners during your career, and obviously now there's the big quarterback controversy. If you were running the Niners, can you say at this point, would you go more with Trey Lance as a starter, or would you stick with Jimmy G?
I would stick with Jimmy G, and I say this mainly because I don't think Trey Lance is fully ready. Yes, he has the tools and the capabilities. Yes, he has the arm strength. Yes, he is a very knowledgeable kid, and he puts the work in with his technique, with, you know, understanding the defenses and knowing where to go with the ball. But in that first preseason game, Steve Spagnuolo showed us all why he's not ready. And there was an instance in that game, third down, they tried to give him motions and shifts to figure out the coverage. No, Steve Spagnuolo went to one of his mid-season defenses where he gave zone alignment, played man, and went for a surprise zero blitz. And there's no way that a young quarterback is going to figure that out. And there's a lot of veteran quarterbacks that can't figure that out. Another instance in that game, it was a cover two. And unlike this week where he looked off the defenders, he stared down a route and nearly had it picked off, which should have been picked off. It should have been two balls in that first game. Now this past week, you know, going against a lot of backups, a lot of vanilla coverage, he threw some touchdowns, but there was one player in particular that they picked on. It was Ben Neiman, number 31, middle linebacker out of Iowa. And all three big plays that Trey Lance threw for in the second half was on him, which tells me that Kyle Shanahan and the offense might have singled him out in practice from the 3 days that they practiced together and knew how to get big plays. So I take all of that with a grain of salt. I still think that he should sit behind Garoppolo. He should learn the nuances of the defenses and his own offense. Let Garoppolo emulate what they did in Kansas City in 2017 when they had Smith and they brought him in. They let Patrick Mahomes sit for a year. They made the playoffs. They lost in a divisional round that year, but they still gave Patrick Mahomes a chance to sit and learn from a veteran. The next year he took off, and ever since he's hit the ground running. So I think that they should follow that system when it comes to implementing Trey Lance into the offense.
Nah, that's a great point, because, like, now it seems like if a quarterback's drafted high, there's a lot of pressure to put him in right away. Do you think, and even I think when you play, I mean, it happens, obviously, Peyton Manning started right away and guys like that, but it seems like there's more pressure now to play young guys rather than let them sit maybe for a year and learn. Do you think sometimes we may be forcing some of these young guys in too early?
100%, because normally when you get a top 10 pick and you go to draft a quarterback, you're on a bad team, right? They're in the top 10 for a reason.
Right.
Look, the 49ers had the 12th pick. They traded up to get the number 3 pick. And guess what? They had a lot of injuries last year, which led to their 6-10 record. It wasn't that they didn't have players. They just had a lot of injuries in a year where everybody around the league was getting injured. So it's a blessing to be able to get a guy like Trey Lance. You already have a proven quarterback that's 22-8 when he starts, and Jimmy Garoppolo. So he didn't inherit a bad team. He inherited a Super Bowl team, a team that was just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Now he can sit and learn behind a veteran quarterback and then take the reins over when Jimmy Garoppolo leaves. There's no other situation that he could have landed in that would have been better than that.
Nah, I'm with you on that. And tell me about Jimmy G. Like, look, we see some of the deficiencies physically and stuff. But like you said, they're 22-8 with him. And that same team, same defense, same running game, same coaching staff is 7-27 over those 4 years without Jimmy G. What is it about him? I mean, the dude is a winner. I know he don't have a Super Bowl, but he seems like he's a winner. What is it about him that makes that difference with the Niners?
He just understands Kyle Shanahan's system. And whether he has to throw the ball 10 times a game, 20 times a game, 30 times a game, he's willing to do that. He understands that this offense is predicated on running the football, a lot of run-pass options where you're taking advantage of the defense's bad eyes and being in a bad position and getting a lot of easy throws. So as long as he has a running game, can get the easy throws, and he has a dominant defense that's somewhere around the top 15, Jimmy Garoppolo is a starting quarterback in the league, and he's going to win a lot of football games. He just has to stay healthy. He just right. hasn't been healthy over the last 3 years. He's coming off his best spring. You know, I was at practice last week against the Chargers. Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, back talk and guys, you know, talking to Jimmy Garoppolo from the Chargers sideline. But for the most part, he held his own. And I'm thinking that he's up for a big year this year.
Now, you, as I said earlier, you're from Cleveland. I imagine you grew up as a Browns fan. How good, I mean, you think the hype is too much for them this year? Or you think they really are legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
For the Cleveland Browns?
Yep.
I think that they're legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And I say that mainly because they're built the right way. Do you see who they have up front on defensive line and the offensive line? They have the best offensive line in the league. They have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt running the football. Defenders don't want to tackle these guys. Let's just be honest. And then on the defensive line, you have Myles Garrett. They go and get Jadeveon Clowney, right? They go and load their secondary up. You got Denzel Ward on one side, right? They have Greedy Williams on the other side, healthy. The Cleveland Browns are for real. If they have, if they get a fast start this season, look out for Cleveland.
I'm with you, and you know, like I said, I'm from Cleveland too, but I got to be honest, Dante, like, there's a part of me that's afraid to believe in the Browns because it's been decades, man, since they were good, you know, and now they do have a whole new organization, coach, GM, all that, obviously, players, but it feels like, man, can I really trust the Browns, you know, because even last year and the year before, people expected big things. But you feel like when you're in an organization like that that's been bad for so long, how do players approach that? Does that matter at all to the players, or it's like a non-factor?
Well, first and foremost, what matters is the contracts and how much money you're going to get paid. That's what the guys are really thinking. And then secondly, the city and then the winning tradition of a team. And I think players start to look at it like a business nowadays. They're starting to realize that a lot of these contracts aren't really guaranteed. So basically what you get in the first 2 or 3 years and whatever the guaranteed money is, that's what your contract is. But the Cleveland Browns, I do believe in them. And I believe in them mainly because they're built the right way. Yes, they did clean house in the front office. And they brought some smart people in there that knows the game of football. When I was there, you know, forcing Johnny Manziel in the game when we're all tied for first in the division, right, just wanting to sell tickets. You know, that hurt us. And we had an opportunity in 2014 and 2015 to make the playoffs, and they did that. We didn't win another game. I don't even know if we scored another touchdown that year. Mm. But from what I see now, from the way that they play the game, from the way that that offensive line fires off, and from the leadership that Chubb and a lot of these guys are providing, I truly believe in the Cleveland Browns this year. And think about it. They were one or two plays against Kansas City last year in the playoffs from really making something happen, the inevitable happen. So, you know, with that confidence, now I believe that that team will take the field expecting to win. That's the difference in the NFL. When I played in Buffalo my first 5 years, I can't say that we took the field ever once expecting to win a game. Go to San Francisco, I think every time we took the field, we expected to win a game. And that was the difference. The Cleveland Browns believe they can win now, and I'm on board. I think they'll get it done this year.
That's Dante Whitner, former Pro Bowl defensive back, now with NBC Sports Bay Area. Great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, my man. Peace. All right, Manny Pacquiao's boxing legacy is impressive, and it's also a bit complicated. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris B and Rob G in for Rob P. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Rob G in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And of course, this past weekend, Rob G, Manny Pacquiao took on, I don't even want to mess up his name, Yordanes Ugas. Did I say that right?
That's close enough. You could just say Ugas.
Ugas. But Ugas beat him. Surprise victory. Of course, Manny was supposed to fight Errol Spence Jr. Errol Spence Jr. suffered a detached retina in...
That sounds like it hurts.
Well, and that's, look, that's what should I say, delayed Sugar Ray Leonard's career. Now, I know that was a long time ago, and medicine and you know, medical work has improved, obviously. But that's why he stopped fighting after he beat Tommy Hearns in their first fight. He took off many years. He basically retired because of the detached retina and then came back later to fight. But that's a serious thing. So we hope that Spence Jr. can return from that and really get back to being the fighter he was before that car accident a couple years ago. But anyway, you guys finds out 2 weeks before the fight that, you know, he's next for Manny. And he goes in there and wins by unanimous decision. Manny, of course, 42 years old. No shame, you're 42 years old. Darn near 43. He's closer to 43 than he is to 41. So he lost. But what do you think his legacy, like, I don't hold this against his legacy at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, 42 years old. But what do you think of his legacy is? I hope he retires.
I do too.
I hope he retires.
I do too. I don't want to see him go out the way that, you know, someone like De La Hoya went out, where it was just knocked out into retirement. I don't want to see that. I think his legacy is one of the most exciting fighters ever. I think definitely of that generation, he was easily the most exciting fighter. I can't say he was the best because he also did lose a handful of times, including a complete whitewash by Floyd Mayweather, who just embarrassed
him. He was great. I think you could argue, like, for instance, all right, the Jeff Horn fight. So he was 62-8-2. The Jeff Horn loss, I didn't think he lost that fight.
No, nor the Tim Bradley fight.
Tim Bradley fight, the first fight, I thought he won that. In fact, I was watching that fight up down at LA Live. We had just been doing our TV show NBA Countdown when I was at the other network. And I stayed and watched that fight there. And I left after the fight was over, before they announced the decision, because I was certain Pacquiao had won, and I was shocked that he lost. But those are two losses. The Floyd fight, now, he lost. But that, I mean, that was – you. I didn't think he got embarrassed. It was just a bad fight all around.
Oh, I think he got schooled in that fight.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was just a square dance. But I don't even think it was a fight. But
more so than that, I think his legacy is a little bit complicated. I think you might agree. And it's because of the unsubstantiated, you know, because there's no proof yet, but because of the performance-enhancing drug allegations.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really hold it against him because, obviously, as you said, we don't have any proof. I'm going to be honest with you. And again, I still think he goes down as an all-time great. I love him.
Hall of Famer,
one of the most exciting. Yeah, he's fantastic. I think he did do PEDs. And that's why, of course, Floyd Mayweather didn't fight him for so long. And I think Floyd knew something. And here's why I think that. It's almost similar to Barry Bonds. Now, I know there's not a big book about Manny and how he used steroids and all that stuff like there is about Bonds, Game of Shadows. But the circumstantial evidence, the way Bonds, like his, the way his body and his game changed, you know, that's why people think, wow, this dude was doing something. I think the same thing exists with Manny. Manny Pacquiao started out as a light flyweight, 98 pounds. Now, I know he was 16, so okay. But let's say by the time he was a man, he still was like a flyweight.
Yep.
And he moved all the way up to light middleweight, beat a great middleweight in De La Hoya. And here's the thing. It's not just that he moved up and he could outbox guys. He maintained his power.
Yep.
That's what, like, you don't do that. Floyd Mayweather, who we all think really can't hit, right, for his weight, for a welterweight. When Floyd was at the lower weights, he was knocking dudes out.
Yes, he was.
Right?
Yes,
and
he
moved up and he wins with skill now, or won with skill when he was still fighting, not with power. When you move up, your power usually doesn't come with you. And for Manny to move up essentially 40 pounds and keep his power, that's what makes me think he was doing something in his prime.
And quickly, Chris, just to piggyback on that, in the 11 fights after 2000 or before 2010, when these allegations came out, he had 8 knockouts. In the 14 fights after the allegations, 0 knockouts.
There it is. There it is. Whoop. There it is. So, yeah, it's complicated. Look, I still love him. The dude was phenomenal. But, and unless it's proven, right, we can't, it's hard to hold it against him.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.